One of the 13 Mickey of Ulladulla works
is not titled, bracket, fishing, comma, native fauna and flora, bracket, circa 1888. A drawing in black ink and pastel with watercolour and gouache. The image extends to the edge of the sheet of paper, which is a buff colour and measures 430 by 680 millimetres. The work is surrounded by a window of cream mount board and a 3 centimetre wide frame of brown wood. Its overall outer dimensions are 761 by 1037 by 40 millimetres. This work is on loan from the collection of the National Gallery of Australia, Canberra. It was purchased in 1991. Drawn in pencil with dark grey or black outlines, piece shows detailed drawings of the natural flora and fauna of the region. Much of the buff-coloured paper remains on show, although it has slightly yellowed with age. And the small detailed drawings have been realistically coloured in white, black, brown, grey, blue or yellow watercolours or gouache. Different groups of animals are depicted in detail amongst their natural habitat. However, the scale within the work is interesting, with many of the animals shown around the same size. Compared to the types of flora and fauna depicted, the humans in the drawing are much smaller than they would have been in reality. Across the top of the work, several trees with sparse foliage, possibly eucalyptus. The branches are open and limbs end in a regular clump of pale grey leaves. The trees vary in size and structure. Each is individual and has a ring of short grass drawn around their base. Various possums, blackbirds and owls perched in the trees, while other birds and marsupials are shown on the ground. Other animals in this upper section of the drawing are a white horse, 3 lyrebirds, 2 displaying the elaborate plumage of their tails, and a large goanna. A delicately painted and patterned snake cuts its way through a patch of grass on the upper left quadrant, following a large echidna. In the upper right, there is a delicate image of a tree fern unfolding new fronds. Close by, a family of boar, kangaroo or wallaby feast on small shrubs and grasses. The lower left quadrant is filled with a study of numerous birds. A close-up section shows a row of 6 black and white birds perched on a limb. A larger white one, possibly the mother, stands on the thicker portion of the branch directing them. Beneath the branch is the outline of a similar adult bird on the ground, and to the right of this bird are 10 small yellow chicks and 3 larger black and white pelicans in the centre near the fold of the paper. They have short stubby tail feathers. In the foreground on the lower left, 5 interested long-necked black geese. To the right of centre, near the pelicans, are a group of 8 people crowded in a small boat. They are smaller than most of the animals around them. Dressed in hats and clothing, some are women, 2 are men in trousers. They stand on the edge at either end of the boat. One holds a long club or spear. The other attempts to haul in a large fish caught on one of the 6 fishing lines thrown from the boat. A longer line dangles with a short, pipe-like length, possibly an anchor. The introduction of a blue wash around the boat bleeds into the lower right quadrant of the drawing. This colouring not only gives a wonderful sense of distance, but also locates a large school of fish as inhabitants of the sea. The artist has drawn a variety of species in varying sizes, including their eyes, mouths, gills, scales, fins and tails particular to each. Mullet, tuna, whiting, mulloway abound, and a particularly detailed cross-hatched area recreates the scaled backs of numerous snapper. 2 dangerous-looking sharks with large eyes and black fins are shown, nosing around the hooks. At the edge of this abundance, small octopus with 5 floating tentacles occupies the lower right corner of the drawing. The paper has a central vertical crease. On the top left, a missing fragment of paper does not detract from the piece as its shape echoes that of some leaves. From the centre left edge of the paper, a small horizontal tear about 4 centimetres in length sits just below the branch supporting the black and white birds. This is the end of the audio description.